A7 Toshin AA, Rav Yossi Chazan Shlita.
Who said that they have more pachad, more fear and trepidation before Chag HaShavuos than they have before Rosh Hashanah? Rosh Hashanah they tie in Chabukarop, Chabukarof, Kashvius, whatever. Over Chag HaShavuos, the Doinim of Peres Ilum, your judge, your whole Ruchnius for the whole coming year, and therefore one has to know how to be Meichin. I want to Likras Chag HaShavuos. Tell two stories. One I've told many, many times before, but it's a sipur which is very chashuv by me, personal. And the second story is something I just heard. I was just in New York this week, and I heard this a new mice. First mice I've said many times. I had my maternal great grandfather. His name was Rabbi Yosef. I was named after him, and he was mishamish the Rogachover when he lived for 10 years in Varsha. And they found, my son-in-law was very into history things, they found in the archives of the Yeshiva University Library a letter that my Elter Zayda wrote to Rabbi Chavez Rebetzin after his Histalkus, where, amongst other things, he mentioned that the Baz HaRabonim, the Bezin of Varsha, Paskin, he, because he was Meshamashim in the Monus, in the Sina for so many years, and the Rabbi Chavez didn't have boys, he should be the one who says, Kaddish Yiral HaFlish. Anyway, when Rogachover took ill, says Yamov, he was in Dvinsk, and he was not well, so my Elter Zayda went to Dvinsk and took care of him again, after all these years, and eventually he brought him to Varsha, and from there he wasn't able to go, but he arranged people to take him, Mishlachas, to take him to Wien. And at Vienna, Nebuch, he passed away, he was having an operation, he was chole onush, very, very critically ill. Yisuri Iyuv he had. I got the Derech Agav. I know people personally, few people, who when the Rogachover was suffering terribly, so what they did was they got Lamdonin to stand in a queue, each one to speak to him in learning, and when you spoke to the Rogachover in learning, he was totally, he didn't feel any pain. He was totally in the world of Torah. He was free from any pain. So they had people standing there to ask the cost of the Rogachover learning. Anyway, when he was leaving Varsha to go to the So my Elter Zayda went to the Gezegenzach, he went to say goodbye to it after all these years. And my Elter Zayda gave him a kush. He gave him a kiss. And Rogachover gave him back a kiss. And Menachem Zemba, himself a Gon Adir, was standing there and he was starting to speak. And my Elter Zayda looked at him and he says, like, what's this bailus? It's a Dovar Rogel, the whole Yoyin, that he gives the Sefer Torah kush. What's the big deal? To which Rav Nachum Zemba answered, as Al Yid gets the Sefer HaTorah Kush, is habit, convention, all the time. Over as the Sefer Torah gets the Rik, the Yid HaKush, does the Dover Chiddush. And I call to him this Maisa. So this Maisa, I think, has a Yesui, the person of Teach, to understand what is Shavuos all about. To understand this Maisa, I'm Jewish, let me understand another Maisa Tavua that I heard in New York just now. I was at a dinner for my old sister, Tervidas, and it was the 50th anniversary of my class who graduated in Toshin Lamed Hei. It was a bit of a reunion. And one of the Rosh Shivas, Yitzchak Lichtenstein, told the Maisa, which mamish stirred me. He said, when Rabbi Shua Heller wrote the Sefer Amud De'Oir, so he sent, he sent a copy to Maril Diskin, the Sorof of Britsk, we're talking here, the Rogachover, Shirley Diskin, two of the greatest minds who ever walked on the earth. And he wanted to ask him. So they put the Sefer, the Ksaviyad, on his desk. And the Gabbai noticed he doesn't look into it. And the Gabbai asked, why doesn't the Rebbe, he wants to ask him. He says, Shirley Diskin, if you read stories, his genius is like phenomenal. Not that we can't have even a me'ain of their goyness, but we don't even understand it, like beyond our comprehension, how the brilliance, the genius that these people had. Rabbi Shlomo Diskin said, I don't have to look into it, and any simon, I'll tell you what he would say. So the guy said, okay, let's make a test. So he opens up the new sefer, hasn't been printed. Simon Aleph. This is the sugya. This is the kasha that he that arises. And we show if this can think for a second. He says he would have answered kach v'kach v'kach. I got the pilpul and machaber punkele alamator. He got bullseye straight. Simon Beis, and he went through the first 36 simonim of the sefer. He posed the sugya. Mentioned the sugya, the kasha in the sugya, and Rav Shlomo Diskin immediately answered what Rav Shlomo would have answered on the sugya. He came to Simon Lamed Zayin, the 37th Simon, poses the sugya, the question, and Rav Shlomo Diskin thinks, and he gave a mahalach, a teret, a pilpul, name. That's not what he writes here. He tried a second mahalach. Right, another way to answer the kasha. Nay, it could be right, but it's not what he's writing. Three times he tried and failed. Rav Shlomo Diskin stood up. He took a kopke, which is a small Russian coin, the smallest dame, stood up, put it in the pushka, said a small tefillah, and he said a fourth malach. Oh, straight, bullseye, got it. When they told the story over to the Beis Halevi, who's Rav Lichtenstein's elder neighbor? He said, he's like, stuck this ball from the mind. He said, till now I always knew that we learn Torah mit dem Kopf. How do you learn Torah? With your seichel, your rational, logical, intellectual faculties. Now I learned from this story of Shlomo Diskin, we can learn in Torah mit dem Kopf. You can learn Torah with the coin. But both stories, one has to understand what's pshat. That it's not enough that you give the sefer Torah a kush; the Torah has to give you a kush. And what's the story? What's pshat? That it's not enough to learn Torah in kop; you have to learn Torah in kop. So to understand this, and I think these both stories, be'emes, serve as a introduction to Shavuos, to Kabbalah HaTorah, the hektiv. I've said many times. There's a famous. Famous marshal, I heard that little child I saw in Melo Binneman brings it this week, and beautiful like a marshal. Three people are in a city, and they're in a hotel, and the only room in the hotel was the top floor, the 60th floor of the hotel. So I was getting fine during the weekdays, you may call, you take the elevator, you go to the top. Shabbos, you gotta walk. Walking 60 floors up the stairs is not a. Kolashin ambition, the case that I regal. You know, how do you do that? It's very hard. They decided they make up had a tachbul and eitzel. So the three people, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, who are chaverim in the same room, they made an eitzel. The first 20 floors, Reuven, who is a tremendous balmen nagin, he sings with shtapos and nefesh with a gagui, whatever. He's brilliant. He'll sing the good, and they'll be so involved in the goodim that they'll forget about the tefillah. The second 20 store from floor 40 to from 20 to 40. Shimon, who is a batchin, he has brilliant words of batchonus, of leitzonus, of whatever. He's a joker, he knows whatever. He will tell his he will do his meisim, his milnesachos, and that will from the third segment from floor 40 to 60. Levi, who is a darshan, a pemaprik margolius, always has mises and divrei Torah. He will say his amoris ne'imais, and they will, at the end of the day, they'll reach to their floor without. Anyway, kahava, according to plan, Reuven sings for the first 20 stories. Next 20 stories, Shimon says batchonos, leitzonos, whatever. Here comes the third segment, and Levi, who's this guy who's a Pemapak Margolius, Poshet like overflowing with Maises, he's very nervous, and he can't, Poshet, his mind went blank, and he's like shaking. Suddenly he comes to like the 57th floor, and he says, I'll tell you one story, comes to mind. Ma'aseh Shehoyu, there were once three people, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, and they were on the 60th story of a hotel, and they had to get to the room. And suddenly, when they came to the 57th floor, Levi suddenly reminds himself, Gewalt, I forgot the key. The key is downstairs in the lobby with the... And the moral of the story is, you can make all the achonah sheba oilum, right, for Chag HaShavuos. You could buy beautiful flowers, you went to mikveh 30 times, you said tefillah sa'omer b'tefillah urechima, al gevalt gezach. However, if you don't have the mafteach and you don't have the key to what Shavuos is all about, everything is a hevel v'lirik. All your hachonis. What is the mafteach? Mafteach is learning Torah. Kim Moshul, as they bring the Moshul, it was once a gvir adir. And Gvigoyl Oshrei, in accordance, in direct proportion to his wealth, which is unbelievable, his tipshus was even greater. Akitra Masa Vehayayim, and he comes to the yeshiva, and he says to the yeshiva, I need a bacher, I'm looking for for my daughter, a chosen, because everyone else in the town has the gabaldi, a chasanim, and the mispor with their sons-in-law, with their agents, and I need a heir of the yeshiva, right? And I promise I will support him like, you know, whatever, like a king for, like, whatever he wants for 50 years in Kail. They pick him a bachar, a mufkar, a posh, whatever. He got the etzrig of the yeshiva, Gvayahu, right? Iluyim, Iluyim. Mamesha, Kaili, Kol Midas, Toibis. And he takes him to his, he promises him whatever, takes him to his town. He put him in a deer, a noah, put him in a palace. He gave him garments which are like royal, mamash fit for royalty. Every day the gvir is walking with the sukkum, the gar edim, they're walking to shul, and in the hair, and he's getting a bit restless, and he says to the future shver, this gvir adir, who's a tipish osu, he says, Efshir, like I've been here for a while already, Efshir, I could see the kala hamulola that I'm going to build a bayit neman with her. So the gvir says, the chomnish kent doch. The Eivishter blessed me with 8 boys, and I have Chomish Kentach. So the Bachar says, you're making a fool of me, like, yeah, what's the job? His all the other Gvirim, he sees they walk in the streets with their Eidim, they're beaming with pride, whatever. Why should I lose out? Right? So Kidua Shavuos is the Chasana, the great Chasana of Matan Torah. So I'll get in fine, all your hachonis, all your whatever, or if you don't have the kali, you don't have Torah, right? Scorch, it's a waste of time, waste of space. The hanimshul, you have to understand how do you make a kinyan in Torah? You have to understand what is Torah. So the chal, it's rotten svarim. The idea of learning Torah is dveikus vashem. To be dovuk in the evishter, as al tereb, as meir, as tamir, barichus gedolim in the flow, and perik hey, and perik chaf. Gimel, the only way to the dova with the gili, magala, the dveikus of ayiv with the Eibusher is through learning Torah. And that's the reason I've said many, many times here. How does Torah ship accept? How do we start Torah? Letter Beit, Bereishis. Shtelz of Takashi, everybody asks, I, Lechurin, Aleph Beit, it should have started B'loshin with the letter Aleph. So there's three classical answers. The Zohar HaKadosh answers, because Aleph is Lashon Orer, and Beis is Lashon Bruch, which itself is a shver answer, because as Ibn Ezra, and the Maral, and Tveres Yisrael, various Medrash, from the Leo, Rabbah, there are plenty of words in Lashon HaKodesh, which start with an Aleph, which are a Lashon of blessing, and plenty of words with the Lashon Beis, which are Hepech HaBruch. The Medrash says, the Eibishter created the world, and Torah is Kliyum Nafesh, Lashon Baruch, Ma'aseh Bereishis. A base has three sides. The fourth side is open, the Ruach Tzefenis. And the purpose of Torah is to fill in the fourth side, should be sosum, that the Ruach Tzefenis shouldn't penetrate. And the third answer, in Kabbalah's form, we say, Al Teirascha Shalima Detonu, right? That the Aleph of Torah is the Torah of Atzilus, right? Base is the Torah of Olam HaBriya, as the Torah of Mishtal shall come down to this world, and therefore the Torah given to us starts with the base. The Rebbe, in the Sikha Zechelik Tezvah, the first Sikha, has many kashas, the frokias, and all of these answers. None of them, like, make sense superficially. Ubefrat, the Gemara says in the Gilad Daftes, when they translated the Torah for Talmi HaMelech, Targum HaShivim, right? Instead of writing Bereishis Bar Likim Baruch HaKodesh, they wrote, they translated as if it would have been written El Likim Bar Bereish. Is a Charaya, you can have Torah with an Aleph, starting with an Aleph, not with a base. What's the shot? So the Rebbe explains, based on, and explains with this, all the answers. There is a famous Gemara in the Dorm Dapei Aleph in Bamasir Dapei Hei. The pasuk says, Almo of the Horus. Why was Eretz Yisrael destroyed? Right? Shalei Borchu Bateiritchi. Says the Bach. And the marker is Rabbeinu Yoyna. Turn in Merum, is it put not Rebbe Shukhar Aruch, it's in the Zayin. What's actually Borchu Bateiritchi? They didn't make a bracha because the purpose of Torah is Atzim, quote, Lis Atzim, Lis Dabek, the Kedusha, the Ruchni, is a Torah, the Hamshech Hashchit. The purpose of Torah is to be double, to be attached through learning Torah, to the Amelus, by Torah, to the Abish. And a person could learn Torah, and you can have an IQ of 743, right? An absolute, be off the charts genius. But Kol's man, he doesn't learn Torah. This atzim, this dabik, the kedusha sapir in the shchina kedusha, it's garnish, it's a churban, and therefore, if a person learns Torah without this kavana, then that's what the zayir means. The Torah becomes an aleph, not a beis, lashon or, and not lashon bracha. Instead of samachayim, as the Gemara says, it becomes a sam hepachayim, right? And then you don't have a tikkun in velt. That the world is safe from the Ruach Sefoinus, which is a symbol of all that is negative in life. Right? And you're in the Chesaf, in the Torah Gufa, you're not nisdabik to the Ein Sof, to the infinity, the Torah of Atzilus, only the Torah as it's human. And that is the reason. Or when we learn Torah, we make a bracha, Asher bracha bono mikol am, l'asalona was Torah Tzoy. I, all the Mepharshim, ask, but the Eachoyv of Amim, the Abish, the first, went over to Abri, Esav, the Yishmal, offered them the Torah. What's Asher Bachar Bonu? Because the Abish gave Torah, was offered Torah to Goyim. Thou shalt not. Do's and don'ts. A Goy Hashem misses Bnei Noach. He has to know what to do. Fine. But the idea that the Zveikus Vashem, Al Yidei Torah, and through that you mesaken yourself, and you mesaken the Welt, that will also chen l'chol Goyim b'shpoch, the Baal Yudov. The Gemara, the measure says, if a person tells you Chachma Bagoyim, Tamin, Torah Bagoyim, Alta. K.P. The Gemara gets in Gittin Daf Samach. Lekoras Hakadosh Baruch Hu Brisim Yisrael El Al Torah Shal Pesh Nemar Al Pi Advar VeEla Koras Hashem Lechet Itcha Bris Ves Yisrael. The whole Bris, the uniqueness of Kol Yisrael, is only through. And therefore, Chazal say, Torah Sivalon Moshe. Meirosha, I'll take Meirosha, Ella, Urosa, Ash Alkane, a Goy, who's Oisik, but Torah is Chayav Misa, Torah is Nishan, by Goyim is Shayachoch, by Yidin, Torah is Elikus. And that's the Aleph of Torah, the Reish is Choch Meiris Hashem. I said this countless times, it's like a Yusuit Musin, what the Gedda of Torah is. Gerada, I saw the Abnezer, it's called Ois Desha. But look at, from the Torah of Abnezer, and he brings that his shver, the Rebbe of Kotz, said it's a pillar to Gavor. He says there were countries or cities in Europe that were amol, muleim, chachomim, v'sofrim, ge'oinim, gedoilim, right, yeshivas, etc., etc. And they went all in there. Places like Prague, places like Germany, gedoilim, whatever. What happened there? The problem was they were London, and they learned Torah. But they learned Torah al sachochma, and therefore the Torah gufa became samamovis, and they were totally in the spacker, and that's where reform Rachman Lazar had a kuch. Asher Alkin, that's why Torah starts with what? Which words? Bereishis bor. I've said many times, the Ozher over says in the Armosha, the Meridik of Bereishis bor. Im ha atavis, or Bereishis Bara, counting the base rapsi of Bereishis as double, you do this for him, is Gimachia 1118, which is Shema Yisrael Hashem Aleikenu Hashem Achad. In other words, Kiloshen of Rabbi Yitzchak Ben Sarasar, Kedushas Levi, Parshas Chukas, quote, כי בעולם הזה נראה לעולם שנברא בכדי לעשות את עסקי עולם הזה. It appears to the foolish, superficial person, the Eibush greater Olam Hazeh, and therefore you can do business, you can do misanlig and tanugi Olam. Avol be'emes, ikubri as a odom hu lei lehasig ha'achdus ha'bayri baruch. Says Rabbi Yitzchak, the whole purpose of creation of Bereishis Bora is to understand that Hashem Achod, that even in Olam HaGashmi and HaChumri, a person has to discover the Achdus Hashem. And Achdus Hashem is found through Teir, which is the reason Svar Makdash and Brim. There's a Rishon by Yechui, Gemara Menachat Tzadikes, Afilu Leikora Oldem, Elekriyash Mashachras and Arvis, he's the kind of mitzvah of a Yomer Sefer HaTeir Azeh, everyone has to tell. This is Rishon by Yechui talking, hello? Rishon by Yechui who said, not like Rabbi Yishmael, not Hani by Minoderacher, the one who said, Yomim V'layli Harv and Teir. What does it mean that through Kriya Shema Yemekayim Mitzvah Leomosh? Because the whole Kiyum of Mitzvah Talmud Torah is to discover Achdus Hashem. And of that, the Gemara is Meramed that Rashi Yechoy Gufa said, by saying Kriya Shema Yemekayim, because the Mitzvah Talmud Torah is to discover Achdus Hashem, which is the Kol Godol Yosef. The Matan Torah is something which is permanent in every generation, but Fratan Shuvah is every year. And therefore we say, Shema Yisrael Hashem Alikeinu, which is the first Dibra of Anoyuti Hashem Alikecho, Hashem Echad, which is Geneged Lo Yilcha, against Avodah Zarah. And I saw Ramatul Silver in a Sefer, says, Avodah Zarah, which I never knew before, right? He says, Azoy, the Gemara says, that he says, Azoy, first, it's based on a if you take the word Torah, tough, I'm not going to say many gematrias today, so you have one gematria. Sorry, Torah, tough, vav, resh, hey. The mil yudim, right, is gematria 963, which is gematria echad b'milui. Aleph, ches, dalet, spell it out. Is gematria. In other words, the whole tachlis of Torah is to come to the Echad, to Achdus Hashem. And therefore, the Shema Yisrael itself is 951, which is the Milui L'chud of Echad. And Hashem Echad, how many Miluim are there in the four Miluim of Avaya? Ab, Sag, Ba, Ma, Ban, 232. But you got the Milui, so you got a minus 4 times 26, 4 times 26 is 102. Rabbi Shevruch, what? 4 times
26,
104. So if you take 232 minus 104, what do I got?
128.
128, which is Gimachi Havayachot. In other words, the Shema Yisrael Havayel Bikenu is the minion of the Milui of Havayachot. In other words, like the Alter Rebbe famously said, the famous Vort Alter Rebbe, we say in the Chadoyli, Shomer v'Zachar v'Dibur Echot, in everything a person says in Divrei Torah, in Divrei Torah, you have to Shomer v'Zachar v'Dibur, you have to find the Echot. You with me? That is the purpose of Torah. Not to be a whatever, the purpose of Torah is to find, is to be mizdabik in the etzem of Kedushas HaTorah, mizdabik in the Eish. To understand this a bit, let me just tell you a shmuz from the present home, the Rebbe's organism thing. It's a very beautiful word. In Parshas Yisro, before Aseret HaDibros, which we're going to read on Shmuz, Kimdumani, hello? So the words of the Pasuk say, Vayedabra l'kim is called Zvarim Eile Lamer. What does it mean, Vayedabra l'kim is Kol HaZvarim Eile Lamer? Says Rashi, Melam Neitcha Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Aseret HaDibros B'Diburach. The Eibishter initially said all 10 commandments, b'diburah. Mashi'iyav she'adam lemer came. It's impossible for a person to say, Chazal say it's impossible for a person to hear. It's just beyond human, whatever. So why does it therefore say afterwards, anoyuchi l'ilcha b'faret? Because she'chazer u'pirish called dibur v'dibur v'me'atzmik. Initially the Eibishter said all 10 dibers, b'dibur echot, together. And then he said, we fire all the 10 commandments. And this was so difficult. As the Medrash says in Tachumah, Therefore it says, V'nafshi yotzot v'dabroi, that at Matan Torah all the Eden chalish, they collapsed, right? Kol gadol yotzot, there was this great call, yeah? And they collapsed, and they even sat to b'chayim b'yisim. Hello? Can I ask you a simple question? The Eibishter knows what's going to happen, hello? Why would the Eibishter say all Ten Commandments, this Kol Gadol or Yosef, which is impossible for a human being to grasp, and it kills them all, and then he got the Mechayim Nesim, and they Mefar all. Nishner does. Chazal say elsewhere, in Medrash Rabbah, this Kol Hashem Bakoyach. Bekoyach leinemar ela Bakoyach, Bekoyach shel Kol Echad Echad. Even the Ishim Uberes was able to discern, to hear the Kol Hashem of every person, right? Lefi Koycho, not Lefi Koycho. Isn't that a series of other measures where it says that the Abish is Rashi brings all Ten Commandments, the Vas Achas, which is impossible? So the Torah says, ask you a simple other question in my Sibrations. I have no time to elaborate, but then my Sibrations and the Tzaras Adibras, the Tzaras Mamoris, the Tzaras Adibras are really one. When did the Eibush create the world? You're going to tell me in 7 days, 6 days, whatever, we can talk about it? Hello? Aber Rashi HaKadosh says, Vayomer Elokim Yehi Me'oris B'Yirki HaShamayim, Vahavlu Ben Hayom U'Ben Halayla, Vayomer Elokim Yehi. When did he create the sun and the moon? Hello? Rashi says, Rashi Chumash, a little child, 5 years old. Hello? He created everything. Bereishis Bar Elokim, Es HaShemayim, Ve'es Ha'aretz, Es L'Rabbos. Told the same. Everything was created on the first day. On the fourth day, for example, the Eibush stopped the sun and the moon and the stars and whatever in the heavens. Anyone explain me rationally and logically why the Eibishter did so? If it's not in its place, you got to do everything. I don't understand what the whole thing means. Only a fool would look into whatever, my celebrations would understand. But I see the Eibishter did something strange. He creates everything all at once, Es HaShemayim Ves Oretz, in moment one, and he waits to the proper moment when to position them. Why would he do that? Same thing, one is horror thing. Why did the Eibishter say all 10 Mamoris, B'Vazachas, right? Why did the Eibishter create everything at one, Es HaShemayim Ves Oretz, and then have to wait to put it in the right place? Okay. A similar question. The Eiv says, if only I could go back to originally Yimei Kedem. What is Yimei Kedem? Before I was born, and you're in your mother's stomach, and becomes the Malach, the healing area of Rishi, the Malach, whatever, and the Eibush is watching over you, and the Malach comes and he teaches you Kolateriku. Eventually, you're about to be born, the Malach comes, gives you a patch, a clap, and you forget it all. Could you not ask the same question here? What in the world is the purpose of learning the whole Torah if you're going to forget it? To understand this, let me just ask you one more question, a final question. The Gemara says the Shabbos is a Gimel, Kamash Malon, the Lenigmar Inish Ha'adol Israel. In the Derech of learning Torah, what is the Derech? What is the order? First, you got to learn the Migros. A lot. Just learn a lot. You understand nothing. Or as the Gemara says, Abay Dezor, Omar Rova, the Oilon Migros Inish, Afalgat the Mishachach, the Afalgat the Yodah Maika Omar. You don't understand what you're talking about. You're not capable of grasping what's happening. Whatever you do grasp, you're going to forget. Over Afal Pikein, a person should learn a lot. Migros. And afterwards, he'll try to work it out to understand. Chenemai, Pasen Kufites, Gorso Nafshi Letava, that I learn a lot. Even though I don't have the Isa, I'm not chewing, I'm not nourishing from it. Right? Nevertheless, you got to learn a lot, even though you're going to forget. Hello? Why is a funny Seder? Would it not make sense to go step by step, slowly up the ladder? Why would you have to learn a lot, everything, and then go over and have to try to understand something from it? So The answer is, who Asher Diyasod, I said before. The purpose of Torah, a person could make a terrible mistake, which is the churban of Torah, that a person understands that Torah is chokhmah. And just like you're learning, I don't know, you learn mathematics, you learn trigonometry, algebra, whatever, or you're learning biology, zoology, astrology, whatever you're learning. You have to understand the chokhmah, right? So a person can make the terrible mistake of assuming that Torah is also a chokhmah. And therefore you have to absorb it in a rational, logical way. And that is the toz to mekor, which is the yisoid of all churban in the world, right? Torah is Eibishter. The Eibishter is Ein Sof. The Eibishter is not understood. By Torah, the Pasuk says, the Pasuk says, the same capital in Eiv, the Inish Erka. No one can possibly, no human being, who by definition is a gvuli, is a limited person, can ever understand the Torah of the Eibishter. Right? Impossible. If you think about it, the Eibishter is Ein Sof. You've got a small mind. You only have an IQ of 204, right? How are you going to absorb the infinity of the Chochmah of the Eibishter? Right? Therefore, how did the Eibishter give Torah? He gave it to be Mafkia, this terrible mistake. The Eibishter gave Torah initially as Eretz HaDibros, which is Koil Chol HaTorah Kula, in an oifen that Eina Peh Yachol HaDaber, Eina Oizen Yachol Lishmei. And you can't bear it, you can't handle it. And then he had to mechayim neisim, and then he had to mefara deeper, because you got to use your brain. So Eibishter gave you a brain to understand. Aber the yisoid of Torah, the hakdama to Torah, is something which is not capable for a finite human being to grasp, right? And therefore, and that's the same thing in the learning of Torah. Learning of Torah, you're dealing with something not logical. So the keli to get Torah is not through what a pedagogue, you have these university, you go to university, you have a pedagogue, how to teach. And they'll tell you rationally, logically, how the human brain operates. That is true if you're learning zoology and astrology, right? You're learning chokhmas elikus, the brain, the human brain, is not a keli for likus, right? And therefore, the Gemara says in Megillah, a person who will say, Yogati umatzosi tamin. So the kasha is, everyone asks, what does yigiyah mean? Yehorva. You lot, right? Without yigiyah, you're going to get nowhere. Umatzosi, what did the word mitziyah mean? Hello, folks, anyone out there? Anyone out there? Mitziyah means, this Gemara says, Shloisha, three things called behesa chadas. Mashiach, Akrov, and no. A Metziah, a Pasha. Do people go around looking for Metziahs? A Metziah is something you find, which is totally, it's not because you may have had the Achono, you had the whatever. It's something which is totally above. The emes is that you understand anything of Torah. That's a mitzvah. That's a gift from the Rabbeinu Shem. Now, the Hakdama, what does the Eibishter demand of you? You got them. The Yegiyah, the Haravanya in Torah, is the Hashara to make you a mensch, to be a Keli, Machzik Bracha. The word Omel comes from which word? The expression of the Gemara, Amol Shel Tabachim, the Afur of Kemach, which absorbs the Zuamo, right? And it makes you a keli, because Torah can't be shuchen in a person with midas magunas, with gaiva, etc., etc. So yet the amelus batoira is once you horav and you show your chiba and your ava to the Eibishter, then not you will rationally, logically, the result of your effort is that you're going to understand Torah. That you'll get Torah as Hashem yitin chokhmah tirdasusun. The Eibishter is chokhmah. The hachonah to the Eibishter is you show your chavivus to Torah, the Eibishter pays you back and he gives you a matzos, he gives you this gift called Torah. But Torah v'emes is a matona, not a result. You got my drift so far? Hello? Then you get another shmuz, you get a taller Rebbe. It says in Pashki Sisa, right in an introduction to the Chet HaOgel, it says a pasuk. Ve'itel Moshe k'chalos l'dabri to Bar Sinai, shnei luchos ha'edus, luchos ha'eved, k'suv ve'etz b'likim. Which is a very fine tiur, description of what Matan Torah was like. The obvious question is, old Mepharshim in the Yegea, what in the world has got to do with Chet HaOgel? We're dealing with the opposite of Matan Torah. That pasuk should have been written in the story in the in. Spotted, whatever. Why is this the introduction to Chet HaOgel? Anyway, it says, David should give Torah to Moshe, Kichaloisi, Ludabri. What is Kichal? Everyone remember Rashi? Hello? Earth, earth, earth. So Rashi brings Kichaloisi, it's good and chosen. Right? She Nimsra, Leitera, the Matonic, Kichalal, chosen. Because it was impossible for Moshe to absorb Torah of his manhood, right? And therefore, the Eibishter gave him, like you give a kala matana to a chos. That's one pshat. Dover acher, just like a kala is miskashetas, the chos dalid, you should take kala. So too, a tabal chacham has to know all chos dalid, sifrei tanach. Right? You with me? Hello? Where is the source of this Rashi? Two pshat in Rashi. It's Chazal. The first is a Gemara in the Dorm, the Chalam Chet. Omer Rabbi Yochanan. Initially, Moshe learned, the Eibishter gave Moshe Torah. And Moshe was what? Forgetting. He forgot. He couldn't absorb it. Until the Eibishter gave Torah as a gift. The second statement, the first one was Rabbi Yochanan. Hello, Earth. Oh, yeah, Rabbi Yochanan. Second statement is a statement in Tachuma, in the name of Rish Lakish. And granted, they bring a bunch of Perushim Kechalosoi. Why did Rashi pick Dafka these two pshatim? The pshat of Rabbi Yochanan. They would give to the matzor like a kala given to chosin, and the word of Rish Lakish that the chavdal should take good. And the Yishalmi in Hori says, "Omer Rabbi Yochanan, our Rabbi Yochanan called Oysan Arbaim Yom Shasa Meisha Bahar Hayaloi Mitar B'Shacha, and it was given as a matan. Kol Kach Lom, why? Bishvil LaHaser Es Atipshin." In order to, to bring back the tipship, the fools. Hello? Because there are people who are foolish, they're not smart people, they're tipshim. Therefore, the Abish gave Pharaoh to Moshe, which he couldn't absorb and he would forget. Can anyone tell me what's happening to Yishalmi? So, to understand this, we have in front of us two Pirushim. One is ascribed to Rabbi Yochanan, first draft in Rashi, second draft to Rish Lakish. What do you know about Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish? If you ever have two people who are more diametrically opposed in their narrative, in their history, in their whatever, in their lifestyle, in their Weltanschauung, whatever, it's Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. What do you know about Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan is a Kodosh Vitor Mibet. I'll give you a few examples. Mora says in Brachot Achot. Rabbi Yochanan would have a rogel, he would sit, put a bench there, a throne, whatever, and Rabbi Yochanan would sit, and when the woman would come from the mikveh, they would look at Rabbi Yochanan, they should have children like him. He's a beautiful. Says his colleagues asked him, are you not scared of an ayin hora? Like, everyone should have a child like me, beautiful, holy, whatever. So Rabbi Yochanan famously said, "Ano mizara de Yosef, because he's the lishal to be ayin, and peres al Yosef, oile ayin. He's not scared of an ayin hor, because he's from Zeraviv. The kedusha to the center madrega is like ein lishay." The Gemara in Yuma that pay base that there was once a woman, and she was expecting. She was an uru, and the orcha she smelled something. Women who are pregnancy they smell something. They get a they call it the word in English. Craving. Sorry. I come from New York. Spanish is my first language. So anyway, Akitramasa, she's having a craving. They went to Rebbe Udan Nos. They told this woman to Yom Kippur. Hello? You're not supposed to eat on Yom Kippur as far as I remember. Right? He said, go and be lach and a whisper in her ear. Today is Yom Kippur. And she heard that, Yom Kippur. And the craving subsided. And so they said on him the pasuk in Yirmi in the beginning, "B'terem itzachu v'beti naticha, u'b'terem teiti mirechem v'gashicha, novi l'goyim nesaticha." Novak minei Rabbi Yochanan. So this Rabbi Yochanan, who was the whole thing with the Hirich HaYimoy, on Yom Kippur, on him they said, the Pasuk, B'terem, B'tzach, B'beti, Zatichah, B'terem, you're not. He was a Kodesh Mirechem HaMilim. From the beginning of what was created, right? And his whole life of Rabbi Yochanan was devoted to Torah. When he passed away, they said on him, the Pasuk, Amiti, Ish, Kol, Hoy, Beisai, V'Ava, She'over, Ohav, Rabbi Yochanan, Satera, Voiz, Yavoiz. And his Koyach of Zikoran was so immense that the Yerushalmi says in Ksuvus, the Birchon Omer Chakiman Lo L'Neshaya D'Tzav Son Im Imi. I still remember the women who gathered around my mother when she was giving birth to me. I don't think there are many human beings who could, with integrity, say, so you remember the women who were gathered around your mother? Hello? His Zikoron was phenomenal. He is like awesome. Yeah? Nishnar Dos. Rabbi Yochanan had to involve the Gesiat, the Shmai of the Shas, learning whatever. There's a famous Gemara in Tainus of Aleph. Ill for Rabbi Yochanan, they were sitting and learning day and night, and they were starving, and they had nothing. No. So they said, we'll go and do some Israel, do some business, in order to Mekayim the Pasuk, Ephes Gilim Ha'evi. They went out of the Bismedish, and they went do some work, I don't know, just some labor, to make some money, right? And they're sitting under a bridge, and Kar Charista, they're having breakfast, lunch, whatever, and suddenly Rabbi Yochanan hears Malachi Ashoris standing there. And one Malachi Ashoris says, let's throw the bridge and bury these two guys who left Chai Olam and the Oysu, the one of the Oysu, Chai Yisho. Rabbi Yochanan heard, he asked, oh, did you hear anything? No. Right? And then they heard one Malach say, and Rabbi Yochanan heard one of the other, don't shepherd them with the other fellow, right? Yeah? Because he is going to be the Gavra Rabba, etc., etc. And Rabbi Yochanan Hover, he went back to the Bismedrish, and Ilfa Loyoth, he didn't go back. And Rabbi Yochanan said, since I was the one who heard, it must be referring to me, and he went back and he. So you see, Al Kopanon from Rabbi Yochanan is like the most incredible, awesome Madrega of Kedusha, Mirechem, Mileila, Kuli, Nitsha, Achastar, his whole life is a life of Kedusha, precious, he's out of the world. What do you know about Rish Lakish, his mate, his Talmud, and his brother-in-law? He was, on the contrary, he may have learned in his youth, the Tosfos says, but at the end of the day, he became the head of the Listoim. When the Gemara, the whole discussion, when does a marriage Kli Mulchom, when does the Gemara Malachtam, the Gemara Tumah, Rabbi Yochanan says Azoy, when they put him in the Kivshan, and Rabbi Shlokesh says Mishatach, when you pour water over them to strengthen them, and Rabbi Yochanan says to him, Listoi Bilistituse Yodam, the bandit, the mugger, the ganav, he knows all about the Kalim of Gilim. So Rabbi Shlokesh has Mishatach, Rabbi Yochanan says that, well, I got the mice. Hello? So Rabbi Shlokesh asked Rabbi Shlokesh, so what have I gained from all of this? Hosam Rabbi Korali and Hosam Rabbi Korali. Right? What have I gained? So Rabbi Yochanan says, Ahanalach de Gravin Chotachas Kamfiashin. What you gained is that now you're Tachas Kamfiashin and you're not the head of the band. It's a Kagaraya that Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shlokesh, was not Stam, your average mugger in New York, down whatever. He was the Ruish HaListoy, the head of the bandits. The Gemara in Gittin, Daf Mem Zayin says, Rabbi Shlokesh Mocher, now he sold himself to the Ludoi. You know what Ludoi are?
Hello.
Cannibals. People eat mention pressers, as we used to say in Yeshiva. Hello? He's like the lowest of low. And the Maisin Bab Mitzia, that Rabbi Yochanan saw him, and he said, pop, 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 and he was Maisin Bechuva, and he made him into a Shlokesh. You see, Asher Alki, in all of Shas, right? Rabbi Yochanan is always sticking up for tzaddikim. All the Yudim of the Neviim is only said to Bali Tzuvah, all the tzaddikim gemurim, Ayin le'ras, salikim zulasach. Rish Lakish is always the one who said that the Mokim Bali Tzuvah oimdim, he's the one who's fakert, etc., etc. The Gemara says in Yuma, Amar Yechel, Tevus, the partner to show Rishonim, the Rishonim would be crazy to Lachrim. Rish Lakish says, Adara, Achrin, Adifa, Abagab, the Iko, Shiva, Malchus, Koski, Pater. Rish Yechel, the Tzadik, Sis Kiddush. You can't compare the Rishonim Kamalachim to today's generation. He's very disappointed with today. Yechel lived 300 years, no? 500 years, oh, Machlik, it's whatever, take it there, just look. He lived a Gevalt of time. Right? He was still always active. When he passed away, they were masking him. Kiboya Shemesh Besarayim. When he's 300 years old, like, he's still the whole time Miksha Achazot. Rish, right? Rish Lakish is Adarab, the Achroim, because they know the Shimon Malchus, he knows all the Tzoras, he knows the Harpatkois, he knows all the title, whatever. Right? Each one is sticking up for a millennium. Now, what happened, going back to Matan Tov, the Abish even said nice initially, and came down, Shishimim Malach HaShoret, the game took Tzor and Echinat, right? And then they messed up in the Chetoei. And what happens? 1,200,000 Malachim come down and they took the Tzor. Where did the Tzor go? Rabbi Yochanan says to Moshe, right? Rish Lakish says the Abish will give it back to every Yid with Mashiach. Rabbi Yochanan was sticking up for Tzadikim, right? So where does the Tzor, when we forfeited Matan Torah? Tzadikim! Oh, Moshe Rabbeinu! Tanoim, Amiroim, Moshe Kaprikamis, all of them are called Moshe. Rish Lakish is the Baal Shuv, and he's sticking up for every Yid. Don't think you're whatever, right? You're lost. Asher Alkin, let's go back to Didan. The Abish, the Yidin are about to sin in Chetoegim. What does Rabbi Yochanan say? What does the Pasuk say first? Pasuk? Vayitin al Moshe kechalois yil adam ritzi. Even Moshe Rabbeinu, the greatest human being who ever lived, right? Yeah? He couldn't get there. If he couldn't get there, then what hope is there for him? Why is Rabbi Yochanan saying this? Because Rabbi Yochanan is the Madrega of Tzadik. And he wants to give the Chochla to people his Madrega. And he tells them, you know, we have a problem. Yidin at Har Sinai, you ask the simple question, it'll be Deir Zachorin. How could it possibly be that Yidin who saw Asura Makkas, they came through his Yams, the Rosh Hashim Chalayam, and they come to Matan Teir, unbelievable. And how could they fall from an Igor Rumble, right? The answer is because it's not them. You have no, we said Etzem, have no Shaykhus to Teir. Your whole Shaykhus is the Abish that gives you Teir as a Maton. So you're Mr. Genius with whatever, and you know Kol HaTeir Kulo Bal Peh. You have a retentive photographic memory, and you're a big yachsin, your zaydu was kach, and your elder zaydu was blah, blah, blah. And he wants to get everyone, whatever you have comes from the Abishter, and therefore you could easily come, easy, go. Right? Rish Lakish is talking to the average guy. The average guy, a simple Jew. He said to he would make a chesed to himself, if Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't get it, name. But you tell Moshe Chaloisa is what? Hello? You have to start step by step. You've got a horva, seder besoder, and you got to, until you come and reach it. Every Jew, whoever you are, even your Rish Lakish, you're the head of the bandits, you also could absorb there. So the MS is, what's your demand? The MS is, you got it. Umatov. The Emes Torah comes, you give the Asas Vunna, comes from the Eibishter. The Hadoma of the Amelus Bateira is to be Machshir, you, right? And to become ready, to become a clean before, in your Midas, etc., etc. Once you horova and you show your Avat to the Rebbeinu Shalom, the Eibishter pays you back, Umatov, he gives you this Maton. If I had the time, which I don't, I would explain that where there's two Berachas HaTorah. There's the first bracha, which is Lasik B'Tayr, which is Amelus B'Tayr. And then the Vaharavna is the Vav. It's one big bracha, the Sikus of Tayr, which is Tayr Shabbal Peh, and Shabbat Chabonu is Tayr Shabbat, which is Kinega. I have no time to elaborate. Tayr is a chasana, Matan Teshuah is a chasana. And the chasana is two parts, it's Erusin and Nisun. Right? That the Abish Tayr is Hivalon, Meisha, Meirosh, Altikam, Meirosh, El Murosot. Chazal don't learn Merosha Kipshuto because Haskir Atchalul Meteirish Eni Rishma. That's what the Abishter gave him, and that's what he had given to every Yid. He never opened the Sefer, he never opened the Gemara. It's a Merosha Murosha. Where is the Kalva B'Shas Erusin? The Beis Hadid. You then Horav in Teira. That's how you make a Kinyan, and that's how you appear Virivi in Teira. I go on and on and on of. That is the purpose. Therefore, Kenegazet, there's two eras in Nisuin. There's two parts to Birchas HaTorah. Or as the Gros says in the Oros, Tikkun HaZoyer. What I said now is a mashal. But it's a, that's why it says, initially when you get Torah, it's called Torah Asher Ubisoiras Hashem Chesoi. First, it's called Torah Hashem. You hear the Torah, then it becomes Ubisoirasoi Yege Yoim Vela. I'm almost like haven't said like 3% of what I wanted to say. But I'll tell you, I'll end up with the story. Start with the story. And that's Shabbat. You hear the Torah. Hello. Yeah? You give Torah, you show the image to your Avot to Torah, which is expressed through your Haravani in Torah. Then that you gave the Torah a kush, the Torah gives you back a kush. Oh, but you should know that the way to acquire Torah is not simply intellect, right? Not only with the cup, but with the cup. Whatever you do to show your love of the Eibishter, that is what. I'll just leave you with one story. I apologize, I'm over time. I was at this dinner I told you about, the Torah Bedas. So there's a guy there at the end who spoke. He's a very simple guy, a multi-millionaire. And it was the dinner was Mukvish L'Chavid, the Mashkiach. I said, well, first your side, after Shul, my Shul. And he told me, this guy is a multi-millionaire, whatever, and he fell in love with the Mashkiach. He learned his tapes. And every year, for the last 15 years, Mashkiach was 100 years, was in the 100th year when he passed on from the world. He was 15 years, he would bring him down to Miami, because in the winter in New York, it was very harsh. It was all to eat. He brought the Mashkiach and the Rebbe, sent him down to Miami for a long family. He took care of him, handed him, unbelievable. Zero in the scene. So he said that one year, he brought the Mashkiach down, and suddenly gets a call from him, and he says, Avi, his name was Avi Scholzen. He says, Avi, he's taking medication for his eyes, like some kind of antibiotic with the eyes. And suddenly he wakes up and he can't see. Blurred, he can't see anything. So he said, okay, this Avi said, I'll take care. So he calls up a friend of his, Davin's Ben Emmanuel, works in the hospital in the eye department. And he tells Avi, do you know what date today is? December 28th, when this is for him. And that is the day when every doctor is always on vacation, they're all around the world. Where am I going to find a doctor to make emergency, whatever? So he said, do you know what date it is? To which he said, do you know what I'm talking about? A tzaddik HaKadosh, a holy man who remembers Shvot Torah to thousands, so I'll meet him. Okay, he eventually found a top class, world class surgeon, and he went and took him there, and the next day, and a few hours of pre-op, whatever, and then he did laser surgery. Which he said took 15 minutes, a few minutes, just he's driving him back to where he's staying, where he, I don't know, he's going back, and suddenly the Mashkiach says, Abi, do me a favor, go to the side, stop for a minute. He says, he was a Lubavitcher, this Abi. He said, do you have a chitas in the car? Lubavitcher, every day, chumash, they bound it all together. Yeah, so can I see it? He opens up Mashkiach opened the chitas, and Baruch Hashem, I can see. I'm able to see. So this Avi guy, the simple Yid, he says, Mashkiach, Yavdeinu Rabbeinu, if you want to see, if you could see, you know what you do? Look out the window. There's trees, there's a stop sign, there's whatever. The Mashkiach says, I'm going to take a vort, it's a deep vort. You got to like carve in this vort, you got to understand it. He says, the Eibishter, I felt that the Eibishter restored his sight. If I want to see something, I want to see Oisius of Kedusha, not a tree and a stop sign. There's interesant. One of the Rashiv in Tarbidach, I'm just adding, Ruben Grzowski, writes in the Akdom of the Birka Shmuel, Chelik Beis, that he heard from his Shver, Rebaruch Ber. Says, the Torah is like a wife, we said before, right? One of the things of a wife is Megala, Chazal say, I can tell you all the Gemara, whatever, Midrashim. A wife is Megala Tzuneh, her secrets to her husband. Torah is Megala, her secrets. Torah is the Eishes Chayil. The Chayil is 48 to 48 Memchus Tvorah. Torah is Megalit, is secrets to those who love Torah. And Rabber added this one word, Torah is Megalit, is secrets to those who love Torah and nothing else. The minute you're using your eyes, you like Torah, but you like basketball, or you like football, or you like golf, or Gelt, or Alexis, or whatever. So I like Torah, I love Torah, I give Torah a kush, right? Torah is not going to give you a kiss back. When you like, when your love of Torah is all-consuming, and that is your life, and that's what your makabel on Shavuos, then your makabel Torah the simple b'pnimius, and then you zeich to the harizah that Hashem yitichach mipim dafnis. Amen. What? I have like so much time.
Aber noch einmal, wenn Sie sich alle Stimmen.